This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners, welcome back to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once again I have the chance to be here talking to you about ways, hints, stories, narrations and hadith from the specifically Islamic point of view to help you and help myself to find the right path to a better life. As you know, in the last episodes, we were talking about some practical ways and some external methods to function as a better person in this life. But in this episode and the next episodes, we're going to talk more about the school of thought and philosophy that we have to put into consideration in order to be a better person. It must be a bit of a really complicated topic to be discussed, but I'm going to actually try to elaborate it stage by stage in order to make it clear for you, my dear listeners. So let's start with the history of philosophy and some hints and an introduction to these phenomena. In the Muslim world, philosophy has always been more than a method and set of topics with a history. It has always demanded the acceptance of specific doctrines which have been considered by some to be inconsistent with Islam. The philosophers of Islam, like the Sufis and the Shia, and important thinkers often claimed the allegiance to all three of these forms of esotericism, proposed non-literary interpretations of various verses of the Quran, and narrations attributed to the Prophet and his folk. Actually, the reaction from the literal-minded is predictable. Charges of heresy, deviation, and infidelity. In the Quran, we seem to be presented with the concept of a personal, if not anthropomorphic, deity, while the philosophers and Sufis claim that God is existence itself, or the truth of existence, or absolute existence being. Islam apparently teaches that in the temporal period following death, various physical rewards and punishments are to be encountered. The philosophers and Sufis claim that the reward and punishments were somehow simultaneous with our current lives. The resurrection of the body has also been given various mystical and philosophical interpretations, which are anathema to the literalists. The literalists are not to be dismissed as a stubborn, narrow-minded people who insist on the authority of the word of God over the use of human reason. So I think we have to keep our introduction here, going for a short break, then we're going to come back talking more about the philosophy and school of thought to have a better life. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program For a Better Life, talking about philosophy. I think in this part of our episode, we're going to have a look at a course of philosophical thought. The beginning of philosophical thought, or the history of human thought, as well as the creation of man, goes back behind history. Wherever he has lived, thought has been an inseparable characteristic of man. Whenever he has placed his feet, he has taken thinking and intellection with him. So there is no certain or precise information about the unwritten thoughts of man, except that which has been surmised by some historians on the basis of uncovered remains. However, written thought has remained behind as caravan of history has passed, since the time of written language. Among the kinds of human thought, that which is related to the knowledge of existence and to its beginning and end at first were mixed with religious beliefs. Therefore, it may be said that one must look for the oldest philosophical thoughts among Oriental religious thoughts. Historians of philosophy believe that the most ancient collection that are purely philosophical or that are predominantly philosophical related to the Greek sages, who lived approximately 6 centuries before Christ, peace be upon him. Scholars of that time are mentioned who have tried to come to know existence and the beginning and end of the cosmos. In order to interpret the appearance and changes that occur in existence, they express different and occasionally contradictory opinions, and at the same time, they do not hide the fact that their thoughts were influenced more or less by Oriental religious beliefs and culture. In any case, the free atmosphere for discussion and criticism in the Greece of those days prepared the ground for developing and taking pride in philosophical thought. That area was turned into a nursery for philosophy. Naturally, the beginning thoughts were not properly organized and arranged, and the problems for research were not precisely categorized, let alone that each category should have a specific name and title and characteristic method. In sum, all ideas were called science, ilm, wisdom, hikmah, and knowledge, or ma'rifa, and the like. So, up to here, we actually gave you a brief history about the understanding of philosophy and the history of philosophy and the school of thought about the existence and ending and opening of the cosmos. And the point here is that it was a revolutionary method for philosophy from the beginning up to here now. And in the next parts of our episodes, we're going to talk more about the different school of thoughts of philosophy. So stay tuned, dear listeners. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back in a blink of an eye. Century before Christ, scholars are mentioned who in the Greek language were called sophists, that is, sage and learned. But in spite of their vast information they had about the knowledge then current, they didn't believe in fixed truth and they didn't consider anything to be definitely known or certain. As reported by historians of philosophy, they were professional teachers who taught debate, and they trained defense lawyers for the courts, for which there was much demand at that time. This profession required the defense lawyer to be able to establish any claim and to be able to reject all sorts of opposing claims. Dealing with this sort of teaching, which has often subject to fallacy, gradually brought about a kind of thinking according to which basically there is no truth beyond human thought. You have heard the story of a man who jokingly said that in such and such a house, seats are being given away. In their simplicity, the people hurried to crowd around the door of the mansion house. Little by little, the speaker himself began to harbor suspicions about the matter, and so as not to lose out on the chance for free seats, he joined the line. It seems as if the sophists also were victims of the same fate, by teaching fallacious methods to establish and deny claims, little by little, such tendencies came to appear in their own thinking, that basically truth and falsehood depend on human thought, and in conclusion, that there is no truth beyond human thought. The expression sophism, which means sage and learned, due to being ascribed to such mentioned people, lost its fundamental meaning and it came to be used as a symbol and sign for a way of thinking according to fallacious reasoning And it is this same expression that in Arabic has taken the form sophisti, and the term actually safsata is derived from that. So, dear listeners, thank you for listening to me at this part of For a Better Life. I hope it was helpful for you in order to expand your knowledge about the philosophy of thinking, because thinking is the root of your actions, and your actions will lead you to the better life. So, thank you for listening to me. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.